Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer.
We're from Curiosity.com, and we've got three stories to help you get smarter in just a few minutes.
Today, we'll talk about how Americans are aging more slowly than ever, a new spacecraft that can save our planet from killer asteroids, and tell you what you don't know about elevators.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
Okay, Cody, so you know everyone's living longer these days than they were like a century ago. But did you know that Americans are actually aging more slowly than they did even 20 years ago?
Yeah, I saw this study and it was kind of confusing at first, but you need to understand the difference between chronological and biological age. So you celebrate your chronological age on your birthday every year, but your biological age represents the actual wear and tear that your body has endured. So your biological age is how old your body seems. Like if you're a regular smoker, then you might seem older because of the shape your lungs are in. And that leads us into the study.
Right, exactly. So researchers from Yale and University of Southern California actually looked at the biological aging of a bunch of people, and they figured out that Americans are really actually aging slower. Men in particular seem to be aging more slowly than those from the generation before them, partly because of changes in smoking, obesity, and medication use.
So that could mean, according to the researchers, that women haven't seen as much of an improvement because they were already making healthy life choices, or that women are already closer to the limits of human life expectancy than men.
We're already superwomen. The biggest takeaway is that because aging is slowing, that means that people are living longer because they're living healthier lives, not because medical technology is fixing us. You can get an estimate of your biological age. This is really cool, by taking this real age test online at sharecare.com. We'll include a link in the show notes.
Have you taken the test?
I have.
Was your biological age close to your chronological age?
I was a little disappointed. I was only about a year younger than my real age.
But hey, that means you're a year younger wear and tear wise.
Yeah, I was just hoping for more than that. I reach for the stars.
We don't want to feel like we're in our early 20s.
Exactly.
So what else are we talking about today?
Well, yeah, speaking of living longer, any idea what we're supposed to do if a killer asteroid comes and threatens to wipe out our planet?
I hope we have some way of dealing with that.
I mean, sci-fi movies certainly do, but this is a little bit of a sci-fi movie idea. Scientists have designed a spacecraft concept called, literally, HAMMER. The HAMMER stands for Hypervelocity Asteroid Mitigation Mission for Emergency Response. Scientists love their acronyms. And we could send this thing out to nudge huge space rocks like asteroids out of the way and keep us from getting hit.
So we basically fire the spacecraft into the asteroid and the impact knocks it off path?
Yeah, pretty much. It transfers momentum, right? It's kind of like if you hit a tennis ball with a tennis racket, you're changing the momentum of that tennis ball. We're doing the same thing to an asteroid. The impactor crashes into the object at 10 kilometers per second or more, and the mass and velocity of the impactor are transferred to the asteroid, and that changes its course through space.
10 kilometers a second, they're very fast.
Yes.
So this is cool, but is an asteroid supposed to hit us?
Yeah, it is. If you've heard of Bennu, it's this strangely shaped asteroid. Its official name is Asteroid 101955, and it might hit the Earth in the year 2135. The odds are just 1 in 2700, but if it happens, its kinetic energy will be roughly 80,000 times the energy of the Hiroshima bomb. 2135 is a long way away, but for this asteroid, even if scientists planned 25 years ahead of the impact, it would take at least 7 of these spacecraft to deliver enough energy to alter Bennu's path. So it's a good thing that NASA's doing its homework.
Yeah, and it's more than 100 years away, so we got some time, right?
Sure. We haven't spotted all the asteroids, but this is the most immediate one. And NASA's always scanning the skies, and they regularly look at Bennu to make sure it's still where we think it is. And you can actually see these asteroid search results at NASA's Small Body Database browser. We'll put a link in the show notes if you want to see for yourself.
Speaking of sending things up, have you ever noticed that there are always mirrors next to elevators?
Well, I do notice that there's a gorgeous woman next to every elevator.
Fascinating.
It's me.
Well, I picked that up. Well, Curiosity did some research, and we found that this is actually intentional, and it's a trend that started just after World War II.
Huh.
Yeah, the spread of high-rises led to complaints about elevator delays. So building owners figured if you give people something to occupy their time, the wait will feel shorter. So it's actually a psychological thing that they're doing.
Wow, they just expect people to stare at themselves until the elevator comes.
Yeah, well, I mean, with mirrors, you can check your hair, maybe sneak a peek at that attractive person nearby using the mirror surreptitiously. And did it work? Almost overnight, the complaints ceased.
Wow.
Yeah. It's because people hate waiting. And research has shown that on average, people overestimate how long they've waited in a line by about 36%. So the reason people hate waiting is that we think that the time we spend waiting in line is time wasted, and we could use that time to be productive. And the fast pace of modern society is certainly not helping.
I don't know, with the advent of smartphones, maybe people are okay with waiting in line these days. Join us again tomorrow for the Curiosity Digest and learn something new in just a few minutes.
And in addition to a brand new Daily Digest where you can learn something new in just a few minutes, we will be publishing a feature-length episode with David DeSalvo, the author of What Makes Your Brain Happy and Why You Should Do the Opposite. We'll talk about how our brains respond to rewards and how to handle our brains in the age of the smartphone. So two podcasts tomorrow. Our Daily Digest, and the feature-length episode with David DeSalvo. Keep an eye on your podcast player.
I'm Ashley Hamer.
And I'm Cody Goff.
Stay curious.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.